You are listening to the Melting Pot Radio Hour. My name is Michael Barnes, your host of this program, curator of this blog, Melting Pot. What I've been doing on today's episode is spending some time on the records that really I can't live without. These are my Desert Island Discs, and I've been going through the top 10 here on this particular episode, and now I come to number 5. Now, I'm a big fan of soul music, and especially Southern soul, having grown up in the South, being raised in Atlanta, and having family in Georgia and Tennessee. So I heard a lot of Southern soul, and particularly a particular kind of vein of Southern soul. He's really slow and sultry and moving, deeply moving, deep soul sounds of the variety, especially what was really Otis Redding's Stock and Trade. What I'm going to play for you right here, though, is an artist who on this record actually plays a number of songs that were associated with Otis Redding, but is not Otis Redding, and is a female artist, a female singer, who you should very well know as one of the great voices out of New Orleans. Her name is Irma Thomas, and this record, which is called Down at Muscle Shoals, released on Checker and I think on Charlie, overseas and also in the States in the middle part of the 1980s, and something that was re-released for the most part, though some of the tracks are a little bit different, as Something Good, the Muscle Shoals Sessions from Irma Thomas. This is actually a record that in the 1960s when it was recorded, I believe it was recorded in 1967, wasn't actually released. Some of the sides did make it onto 45. I think about 6 of the 12 songs that are on this record were released, but 6 of them went unreleased. And as the story goes on the liner notes on the back of the record, a lot of it had to do with just the contract situations and the lack of promotion that ended up coming out of it, because Irma Thomas wanted to assert some of her rights and make sure that she got paid for her work. And that's something that a problem that a number of artists have had, certainly had, particularly in this period of time, and continue to have, unfortunately, in the current music industry. But it is exceptional music, and it's music that really deserved to be heard. And so thankfully it was issued as an album in the middle part of the 1980s, and also I think on CD in the last maybe 10 years. Recorded at Muscle Shoals with an all-white rhythm and blues band, very little rehearsal, no sheets for the music. They basically did everything off of feeling, and with really great feeling at that. So here is Irma Thomas with the Muscle Shoals Band from a record called Down at Muscle Shoals, a mention of the music unreleased when this record came out in the middle part of the 80s. The song I'm going to play for you is a deep soulful number called Here I Am, Take Me. Once again, from Irma Thomas, number 5 on my Desert Island Discs, here at the Melting Pot Radio Hour.
Baby,
You just heard music from Irma Thomas, coming in at number 5 on my list of Desert Island Discs. You're listening to the Melting Pot Radio Hour, and the whole show is about these Desert Island Discs. That record is called Down at Muscle Shoals. Much of it was unreleased until it came out in the middle part of the 1980s, but recorded in 1967. The song you heard from it was Here I Am, Take Me. Coming in at number 4 on my list is a record from Charles Mingus on Impulse that was called Mingus, 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 or as I used to like to call it, Mingus to the Fifth Power. This is a record that Mingus cut just after he was released from his contractual obligations at Columbia, and according to the liner notes, he really felt like this album and the music contained on it really represented his best vision for how his sound was supposed to sound. And so many of the songs that are on the record are kind of reworkings of things that he had put out previously. And I have to agree with him, judging the material with the earlier material, I think this one sounds the best. This song that I'm going to play for you features a tempo change that still seems kind of unbelievable when it happens. Just the way the mood shifts and how quickly the musicians go from just this incredible, just slow and gorgeous sound to an upbeat, kind of like a bustling city scene in music. Just incredible. The name of the song is Celia, something that he wrote for a wife of his. And once again, coming from the genius, the mind of Charles Mingus, coming in at number 4 on my list of Desert Island Discs here on the Melting Pot Radio Hour. You're listening to the Melting Pot Radio Hour at number 4 on my list of Desert Island Discs. That's Charles Mingus from his album Mingus, 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 released on the Impulse record label. The song you heard from that was Celia. At number 3 is an artist that I spent virtually my entire life listening to from when I was a very small baby up until the present time, and that artist is Jimi Hendrix. There are so many recordings, which is strange given that he recorded really under his own name for a very short period of time. So many recordings under his name, it's very difficult to choose a particular one, but the one that I did pick is what I think is the best of the studio records that he put out while he was living. And that album is Electric Ladyland. It's a very far-encompassing kind of work. There's a lot of music spread out over the two discs. What I'm going to play for you, actually, is several songs, kind of similar to the Booker Little that I played you earlier. Really, I feel like all these songs are a single theme, and they work so well together that I wanted to present them to you all together. And so I'll start it off, at least, with Rainy Day, Dream Away, and then go into 1983, A Merman I Should Turn to Be, and close off with Moon Turn the Tides, Gently, Gently Away, all coming from the album that's at number 3 on my list of Desert Island Discs, Jimi Hendrix's Electric Ladyland, here on the Melting Pot Radio Hour.
Rain all day. Ain't no use in getting uptight. Just let it groove. To salute the last moment, everyone dream, yeah. Our machine, if it's done its work, played its part well. Without a scratch on a body, that may bid it farewell. Starfish and giant flumes greet us with a smile. Before our heads go under, we take our last look. Killing noise.
What the other style?
Mermaid, I can hear a man's full of cheer.
from Electric Ladyland, an amazing record put out by the Jimi Hendrix Experience. You heard a whole side of music, essentially, but something that I think it's really difficult to break up any of those individual songs. They really work best together, and I spent many nights just having those particular songs on repeat in succession, just kind of as a soundtrack to my dreams. Rainy Day, Dream Away, 1983, A Merman I Should Turn to Be, and Moon Turn to Tide, Gently, Gently Away, from the Jimi Hendrix Experience, coming in at number 3 on my list of Desert Island Discs. Coming in at number 2 is another record that's also served me quite well in the soundtrack to my dreams, and another one of these records that represents kind of a shift or a change in the artistic direction of the musicians. It comes from Mark Hollis and Talk Talk. The name of the record is Spirit of Eden. When it was released in 1988, it must have been quite of a shock to former fans of Talk Talk and to critics, I would imagine, too, because it sounds totally unlike anything else that they had recorded. And to this day, it still sounds very unique. There are a lot of bands who've been influenced by these sounds and who have attempted to imitate them, but it's a very difficult sound to imitate and a real singular sound. And so only matched really by the record that came out, the final recording from Talk Talk, Laughingstock. And that was also pretty difficult to choose between these two. But Spirit of Eden comes out just slightly ahead, and maybe primarily so because of the song I'm going to play for you, Inheritance. So the name of the song, once again, Inheritance, from an amazing record, Spirit of Eden, from Talk Talk, coming in at number 2 on my list of Desert Island Discs here on the Melting Pot Radio Hour.
Nature's sound.
At number two on my list of Desert Island Discs, you just heard Mark Hollis and Talk Talk. From their album Spirit of Eden, the song that you heard was Inheritance here on the Melting Pot Radio Hour. And so it comes to this, the final record, the record that I simply could not live without, above all the other music, the countless records and songs that I've heard in my life. One record stands above them all, at this point in my life at least, and that record comes from Johnny Hartman. The name of the album is Songs from the Heart. It's an album that it took me some time to actually appreciate. I'd listened to Johnny Hartman. When I first started listening to Johnny Hartman, the deepness of his voice was off-putting to me, especially because I'd been used to listening to much sunnier styles and sounds from jazz singers, particularly female jazz singers like Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan, these types, and wasn't quite prepared for Johnny Hartman's deep, deep baritone voice. But one of the great benefits of falling in love with the woman that I adore, my wife, has been a reappreciation of a number of different musics. And this is one that has been really a part of our relationship the entire time, and that's part of the reason why it's a record now that I hear, and I hear a whole life that I have. From song to song, it's like every song is related to our relationship and to the love that we have together and the things that we want to create. And so it's a near perfect record in my eyes, especially because of that connection. It's just a really, really great, great record for lovers, I suppose. It's hard not to be in love listening to this music from Johnny Hartman. Songs from the Heart, once again, is the name of the album. What essentially was his debut as a solo artist, as a leader, and a very minimal sound. Later on, he kind of returns to a more big band kind of sound, certainly where he was at before making this record. But this one is made with a small quartet. And it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous piece of art. And so I bring to you one of the many songs I could play for you from this record. But if I'm on a deserted island and away from the woman I love, this is certainly the song I'd probably be playing on repeat on that album and on that island here on the Melting Pot Radio Hour.
In a world of glitter and glow, in a world of tinsel and show, the unreal from the real thing, it's hard to know. I discovered somebody who could be truly worthy and true. Yes, I met my ideal thing when I met you. I see your face before me, crowding my every dream. There is your face before me. You are my only theme. It doesn't matter where you are. I can see how fair you are. I close my eyes and there you are, always. If you could share the magic, if you could see me too, there would be nothing, nothing tragic in all my dreams of you. Would that my love could haunt you so, knowing I want you so. I can't erase your beautiful face before me. I can't erase your beautiful face before me.
Coming in at number one, music from Johnny Hartman from his album Songs from the Heart, I See Your Face Before Me, the name of the track that I played for you from that one. So there you have it. That is my list, the records that I cannot do without, at least at this moment. You know, sometimes things change. I did a show kind of similar to this back in the 90s on Album 88 with a good friend, Chris Simony, where we went back and forth with our records, the records that we thought were the best records at that time. There are a few on this list that were actually on that list, even though that's a good 14, 15 years ago that we did that show. But this is the list right now. I highly doubt anything is going to knock Johnny Hartman from the top of that list. I definitely appreciate you listening to these episodes of the Melting Pot Radio Hour here on my website, my blog, Melting Pot. I am back on the air at KCRW next week and hopefully for a good long time after that. I've definitely enjoyed putting these together, but it's nice, I must admit, to be in a proper studio and not putting things together in your office. But who knows what time will bring. Maybe I'll return to doing these at a later date. I'd be really interested to know what you think, and I'd especially be interested to see your list of records that you can't live without. So you can leave those for me on the comment page here at the website, or you can email them to me at michael@meltingpotblog.com. Until the next time we meet, I hope that you are never trapped on a deserted island. But if you are, I hope you have the music that you love, and I hope that you have the person that you love as well. Until the next time, y'all take care. I'll see you when I see you.